Although Joe Hayden's status is still questionable for Sunday's game against the New York Jets, defensive coordinator Ray Horton says his defense will be ready no matter what.
I believe that's probably a game time decision. And knowing Joe, if he can play, I think he will. He's been an integral part of our defense, and we definitely need him to play, want him to play. But obviously, it's a health and safety concern for him. But we're doing everything we can. I know he is to be ready to play. So we'll just wait and give him as much rest and rehab time as necessary to get him out there.
I know we've asked you about Leon before, mm-hmm. but he's played more the last couple weeks. What have you seen out of him? And then the interference one last week, just on Sunday.
Yep.
Did you think that was a legitimate call compared to the New England one?
I do. We are coached and we are taught to look for the ball, especially on the double route. And if a receiver comes back, it's usually a penalty. And I think the officials got that one right. I really do.
So it's a technique thing?
Yes.
And then overall, how do you think he's been playing?
Well, he's definitely the hot corner, if you will, because as a rookie, they're going to come after you. They know who's playing, just like we know who's playing on their side. And he's going to get tested until he can prove that, hey, either I'm not a rookie, or if you do throw at me, I'll take it back on you. So I'm sure he's aware that this week in New York, he'll probably have a little bit of a target on him because of being a rookie and having two penalties the last 2 weeks.
And what is Posey showing?
He's only made technique-wise one mistake while he's been in, which is outstanding. And growing curve, learning curve, and it's kind of everybody uses the same phrase, next man up. Well, he's our third guy in right now, and he's held his own.
Ray, did you have any input on Chris Owens before he was put on IR?
That's a medical decision. He was hurt with a knee injury, and I'm not privy to if it's a 6 week, a year injury. And that's a medical decision on that.
Well, it looks like it was a 3 week injury because you guys released him and now he's with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I heard that. He came in I lose track of days. He came in 2 days ago and he was cleared. And Miami picked him up and he said a couple other teams were interested in him and wished him well. He worked hard for us and the guys will miss him. But that's what this business is. This business is a tough business and sometimes you graduate and you move on.
But my point is, he apparently wasn't injured enough to be on season-ending IR, and yet you guys now are really hurting with that corner, especially if Joe can't play.
We're not hurting. We're just down numbers and down an experienced starter. But, Chris has moved on to Miami, and, again, I wished him well down there. I know their coaches. I know him. And did nothing but wished him well, and he was sorry to go.
Hey, Ray, there's this advisory panel that identifies minority candidates for head coaching positions. Your name was listed in the top echelon of such candidates this week. The report got circulated, and it's out there. So just wanted to ask you about your aspirations beyond this year and whether you think this season has helped you or hurt you as a head coach candidate.
I think out of respect for New York, for Cleveland Browns, I think that's probably a question that should be broached at the end of the year. It has no bearing on anything. It doesn't help us prepare for New York. So if I could table that till the end of the year,
Brady,
out of respect.
Can you address, Geno Smith, all the interceptions,
yep.
Going up against this rookie cornerback who's wildly inconsistent?
Yeah, he has been. It's Leon McFadden's story. It's, if you're a rookie quarterback or cornerback, teams tend to come after you, and he has had an inconsistent year. He's looked good. They beat New Orleans lately, and he's probably the team follows him. He's having a down game. They probably struggle to win, and when he's playing well, it gives him the opportunity. But I think he's having a typical rookie year, meaning it's inconsistent.
Could you address the Chicago in the fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm.
21 points.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had the bad calls against New England, but that's three straight games.
Yeah, it is. It's very disappointing. We've talked to our players about you cannot play well for three quarters and then come crunch time, tighten up. And because the calls, when you look at them, they're about the same. The same players theoretically are on the field. Their team has run theoretically the same plays. And so, we've talked to our players, we've looked at our plays, And we've talked about being clutch in the end. And some of our players have really played at a Pro Bowl level. Tashaun Gibson had a Pro Bowl level game. TJ did. There's a lot of players playing at a high level. And the word we've used this week to talk to our players is accountability. Some players would say, well, I'm going to wait for LeBron. And this is the way I explained it to them. Some of the guys are going to wait for LeBron to go score whatever in the fourth quarter. Well, Tashaun and TJ played like they did, but the rest of the guys are accountable to do your job. Now, some of it, the job is assist, get the ball to them, get out of the way, block, rebound. Our guys, your job is to know what to do, how to do it, make the tackle, and not commit error. So it's an accountability thing that you can't, just because the game's in the fourth quarter and the game's a seven-point game one way or another, or a tie, you can't tighten up and go, well, I'm going to do something different, or I'm going to wait for somebody, because we have players that make plays. So we're talking about the accountability of the game's going to be close. All of our games, except for one and a half or two, are close, are one-score game, and we need somebody to step up and not take that back step and say, I'm going to wait for somebody else to do it. And to me, that's been the biggest disappointment, is our big-time players play well, but we also need our role players to do their role. And whether that's being in the right gap, making the tackle, knowing your assignment, because there's too many guys playing at a high level for us to be successful for three quarters and then come crunch time, the two-minute, to kind of play a different
style. All these guys have been that kind of playmaker, though, at some point in their
somewhere,
careers.
Somewhere they
right?
have been.
Yeah.
Somewhere
so
they have been.
What would you attribute that to now? Just inexperience at this level?
I don't want to use any kind of excuse or crutch to say, well, we're young, this and that. That's not acceptable at this point in the season. You have to do your job. You have to be accountable. Or at some point, you move on. We have failed the last 3 weeks. I don't care how you say the game went. The defense was on the field, and we talk about being accountable. We talk about being the backbone of the team. Well, you can't do that. You don't do that.
Somebody thinks guys might be trying too hard when it comes to the crunch time.
That could be. Somebody could be putting, you know, the reverse pressure of, I'm going to do it, and you get out of your gap, you do a different technique. But why would you, every play, and we've talked about this, every play is weighted the same, whether it's the first play or the last play of the game. To me, it really doesn't make a difference. And I know athletes it does, because as the clock ticks down, they do. There's a psychological effect on you. But it shouldn't be that way. One play, whether it's, to me, the first quarter, last quarter, they're all important to me.
When you say tighten up, to me, I think nerves. Do you sense that some of you guys are nervous as the fourth quarter dwindles down?
I think as the games go on, there's more pressure to perform well and to not repeat a pattern that has happened in the past. So is there a psychological pressure effect? I think there is.
Teams that seem to finish strong get the sacks in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The fact maybe you're not getting those, is that maybe the main
Or big plays. I mean, you guys are all intelligent sports writers. As you watch games, there's a play somewhere, whether it's a tip ball. You know, you go back to the Detroit game, Detroit-Baltimore came down to the last drive, whether somebody was going to score. You know, Detroit went down and scored, and then Baltimore came back, and, you know, both teams had pressure on them to do something. And, you know, Tucker kicked a 61-yarder under different kind of pressure. So there is pressure. You do have to have some kind of positive play. I mean, very seldom do they just throw the ball out of bounds or throw the ball incomplete to make a play, and it comes down to that.
Are they, I know you won't name anybody I know, but are they the same guys making these mistakes in the fourth quarter, or is it, you know, different?
No, I think as you go back and look to it, it's if one guy was making a mistake, I think we would be good enough to say, well, he's not ready. Let's get him out and put somebody else in. I think it's a combination of no turnover, no sack at crunch time. You go down and have an 80-yard drive, and you have to have some kind of negative play to get them off the field, and that hasn't happened. And we talked about turnovers. We created, I don't know how many in the last couple of weeks, but they were early in the game. And I guess there was, 14 points scored, but we didn't get one in the fourth quarter when we needed one.
How about
just a couple more questions.
How about Joe Hayden in the first 10 games of the season? Mm-hmm. I believe he was only responsible for giving up 2 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
In the last 4 games, he's given up 4 touchdown passes, from what I can tell.
Okay.
And, it seems like some of them were pretty crucial and big.
They're probably in the fourth quarter then. Those things do, it's hard to go through a season, especially being a corner, and not have a touchdown pass running because it's a passing league and the rules are the way they are. I think when you look at the body of his work, I think he's had a fantastic year catching the ball, tackling, being smart, doing that. And to go through the murderer's row that he's been on of being on the top guy, not to give up a touchdown would be spectacular, let alone give up four in, so far, 14 games.
What are some of the dangers that the New York offense will present your team?
Run game, I think they will threaten and put pressure because of the read option, the college read option, the wildcat that they run, the running quarterback. He creates a new dimension and dilemma because you have to account for him in the run game. To me, that's going to be the biggest key of the game is how we handle their run, their option, their wildcat, those perimeter plays, to me, will be the key of the game.